This is Audible.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Heir to the Jedi, by Kevin Hearn. Read for you by Mark Thompson. The destruction of the Death Star brought new hope to the beleaguered Rebel Alliance. But the relentless pursuit by Darth Vader and the Imperial fleet is taking its toll on Alliance resources. Now the Rebels hide in an outer rim orbit from which they can search for a more permanent base for new allies to supply much-needed weapons and materiel. Luke Skywalker, hero of the Battle of Yavin, has cast his lot with the Rebels, lending his formidable piloting skills to whatever missions his leaders assign him. But he is haunted by his all-too-brief lessons with Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the growing certainty that mastery of the Force will be his path to victory over the Empire. Adrift, without old Ben's mentorship, determined to serve the rebellion any way he can, Luke searches for ways to improve his skills in the Force. Chapter 1.
There's no one around to answer all my questions now that Ben's gone. It's a stark fact that reasserts itself each time I wonder what I'm supposed to do now. That brown robe he wore might as well have been made of pure mystery. He clothed himself in it, and then left nothing else behind on the Death Star. I know Han likes to scoff at the idea of the Force, but when a man's body simply disappears at the touch of a lightsaber, that's more than simple tricks and nonsense. And I know the Force is real. I felt it. I still feel it, actually. But I think it's like knowing there's something hidden in the sand while you're skimming above it. You see ripples on the surface, hints that something is moving down there. Maybe something small, maybe something huge, living a completely different life out of your sight. And going after it to see what's underneath the surface might be safe and rewarding. Or it might be the last thing you ever do. I need someone to tell me when to dive into those ripples and when to back off. I thought I heard Ben's voice a couple of times during the Battle of Yavin. I'm wondering now if that really happened. Maybe I only thought it did. Maybe that was my subconscious speaking to me. A kind of wishful thinking. He's been silent since. And I don't feel I can talk to anyone else about the Force. My confidants at this point consist of one blue-and-white astromech droid. Han and Chewie are off somewhere trying to earn enough credits to pay off Jabba the Hutt. They lost all their reward money from the Battle of Yavin, and they're back to being broke and desperate. The galaxy should beware. Leia is cloistered with the leaders of the Alliance in the fleet, which is currently hiding in the Tsujimi sector around an ice planet no one has paid any attention to since the Clone Wars. Not that she would want to hear about my worries any more than I would like to speak them. She has much more important things to do than to waste time putting a bandage on my insecurities. 3PO is with her, no doubt feeling unappreciated for his predictions of imminent doom in over 6 million forms of communication. That leaves R2 and me free to run an errand for Admiral Ackbar. I've been dispatched to Rodia, in an effort to open a secret supply line to the Alliance. I'm not supposed to call it smuggling. Ackbar has serious issues with the very concept. But the truth is, the Alliance can't operate without it. Since the Empire is trying to shut down our lines of supply in the Outer Rim by going after smugglers' dens, and the established black markets in the core are a bit too risky for us to employ, we have to look for other sources to exploit. Rodia is under Imperial control, but Leia suggested that the Chekku clan on the B2 continent might be open to working with us. She said they despise the ruling Chatsa clan and are highly skilled at manufacturing weapons, armor, and other hardware we could use to fight the Empire. Leia was betting they'd defy the Empire despite the Chatsa clan, and we stood to benefit. Mon Mothma was unsure of the idea, but Akbar surprised everyone and weighed in with Leia. And that decided it. I don't know what it is about Akbar that tends to quash arguments. He has a kind of moist charisma, I guess, that no one wants to challenge. I know I don't want to dispute him anyway. Once it was agreed, I volunteered for the mission, and they loaned me a beautiful personal yacht to fly in. My X-Wing would set off all kinds of alarms if I dared to enter Rodian space in it, but a small transport with minimal weapons would be no big deal. Both R2 and I whistled when we first saw it in the docking bay of the Promise, one of the Alliance frigates. It was less of a yacht, and more of a showpiece. Painted a metallic red and trimmed in silver, the cockpit and living quarters of the ship sat forward and the wings swept back in an unbroken arc, like a half moon thinking about going crescent. The rear end looked a bit like someone had taken a bite out of a cookie, and it was packed with big sublight engines, jammers, sensor arrays, and shield generators. The power was all invisible from the front or the sides. It spoke of luxury and decadence. But the back told anyone pursuing that they wouldn't be keeping up for very long. It was built for speed, and quite possibly spying while doing its best to look like a rich person's pleasure craft.
"Nice, isn't she?"
a voice said, causing me to tear my eyes away.
"That's the Desert Jewel. You fly her safely now."
The speaker was a tall woman with dark skin and a cascade of tightly curled ringlets framing a narrow face. She gave me a friendly smile, and I smiled back.
"Is she yours?" I asked.
"Yep. Well, I guess I should say she's my father's. But both his ship and his daughter are at the disposal of the Alliance now. Just got here last week."
She extended a hand.
"Nakari Kellan. Glad to meet you."
"Kellan?" I said, taking her hand and shaking it. She had a strong grip, and I tilted my head to the side as I connected her name and the ship's to a memory. "Any relation to the Kellan Biolabs on Pasher?" Her eyes widened.
"Yes. Fayette Kellan is my father. Are you from Pasher?"
"No, I'm from Tatooine."
"Ah,